Jim Harbaugh and Michigan cement themselves in college football immortality, taking down Washington 34-13 in the national championship. The way this game started out at first, I thought that Michigan was about to run these boys out of the stadium. You had the two big touchdown runs by Donovan Edwards. I was thinking that we were about to see Georgia versus TCU part two. But midway through the second quarter, Washington's defense started to play some outstanding football. This is the best game that the Huskies have played all season long defensively. And coming into this game, you knew that for Washington to have a chance, they had to be able to slow down Michigan's rushing attack. And they did a very good job of that after the first quarter. But their offense was a complete no-show in this game. Michael Penix didn't look like himself at all. He was missing wide-open wide receivers. He had that big miss in the first half to Roma Dunze on fourth down. That pressure from that Michigan defensive line really shook Michael Penix in this game. And he got really beat up as this game continued to progress. Washington's offensive line continued to get worn down. Their defense played better than what I initially expected. And if their offense would have been able to have been a little bit more sustainable in this game, it possibly could have been a lot closer. But Michigan's defense, you got to give a huge hats off to them and how they played. I was wrong about Michigan. I picked Washington to get the win. Not only was I wrong, but I've been wrong about Michigan football all season long. I just got to be 100. Michigan has proved me wrong game after game after game. I betted against them against Penn State. They smashed Penn State. I thought Ohio State was going to be able to beat these boys, and they came through against Ohio State. And I doubted them against Alabama. And like they've done all season long, they've continued not to just prove me wrong, but everybody else wrong. With how this season went for Michigan, there was so many opportunities for them to easily get distracted. You had the whole sign-stealing scandal. You had Jim Harbaugh getting suspended for some of your biggest games of the season. But instead of getting distracted, they took that and they used that as motivation. And it eventually propelled them to this year's national championship. You know, they say Michigan versus everybody. That was the mantra all season long. And like I've been saying, anytime you play Michigan all season long, when you get ready to play this team, you're not suiting up for just a football game. You're about to go to fucking war. Because this team, not only are they physical, but they're nasty, they're relentless, and they're super aggressive. And that defense had a fantastic performance, slowing down the most explosive offense in college football. Washington has been able to generate big plays all year long with ease. Tonight, Michael Penix and these wide receivers, they just couldn't get in sync. Outside of number 37, that tight end, nothing seemed to be working. Anytime they wanted to go to Roma Dunze or any of their star wide receivers downfield, Roma Dunze did most of his damage underneath. And the only time Washington was even able to sustain drives wasn't by them generating big plays in the passing game, but it was being able to get the ball out fast because of how outstanding Michigan's front seven was playing in this game. Like, they were getting pressure by just rushing forward. They didn't even really need to blitz Michael Penix all that much. And Michael Penix, when he's throwing from a clean pocket, he's really accurate. But when there's pressure in his face, he gets really rattled, and he doesn't have the greatest mobility trying to escape defenders when they send extra guys. And there was a moment during this game in the second half when Michigan, their offense got pretty much stifled. The only time they were really able to get a touchdown was that second interception that they got off of Michael Penix, which Mike Sanders still pretty much put them in favorable scoring position, and that touchdown pretty much sealed the game. J.J. McCarthy, he started this game out really hot, and then after that, he didn't play well. The reason why Michigan won this game is because when they got out to that lead, they were able to pretty much take control of it and not allow Washington to ever find the opportunity to get back into it. Going into halftime, you thought that Washington could come out in the second half and maybe get a little bit of a spark with how good their two-minute drive was. That was their best drive of the whole entire game, because in the second half, We were wondering, what was Michael Penix going to do? Was this Washington Huskies offense finally going to be able to get a spark? And then he throws an interception. But Washington's defense, like they did all night, they were finding ways to keep this team in the game, because that could have been a killer blow right there. Michigan could have turned that interception and turned it into a touchdown, but the Huskies' defense held them to 3 points. Like, Washington's defense deserves a lot of credit for how they played in this game. The final score shows 34-13, but this game was a lot closer than what the final score may indicate, at least from me watching it. It's like, you knew that Michigan was in control, but you always, in the back of your mind, had that feeling that maybe Washington could get a little something going. But anytime it felt like Washington had a chance to sneak back into this game, Michigan just shut the door on them. Like, this offensive line was getting completely train wrecked up front in the second half of this game. Like, Washington's run defense was outstanding. Everything that Washington needed to do defensively to win this game, they did and then some. Like, this is the best game you could have gotten out of your defense if you were Kalen DeBoer. But your offense just was not able to get in rhythm. And that Michigan defense was a huge reason why. The way Michigan's defense is built, it's built to slow down offenses like Washington. And this defense was constructed years ago to be able to slow down C.J. Stroud and Marvin Harrison and Emeka Ogbuka and company. And Washington, this year's iteration of this year's Huskies team, was ideally similar to how that Ohio State team was built. And if you could find a way to ruin the rhythm and chemistry between Michael Penix and these receivers, you knew that you were going to win this game. Like, when Sherrone Moore in the second half said that they smelled blood in the water, you definitely felt it. Like, this game was close. It was 20-13 for the longest at one point. And you were just wondering, was Washington going to be able to deliver a counterpunch? And they just never were. They had several opportunities to get back into it, but they just couldn't get it done. Like, Michigan's defense was really good in this game. Like, the bread and butter of Washington's offense all season long has been big plays in the vertical passing game. But with how good their pass rush was, especially in the second half, Michael Penix, he didn't have time to throw the football downfield. He didn't even look comfortable attempting to push the football downfield. And then he was getting beat up and thrown down to hell to the point that the dude was fucked up once the game ended. Like, he had a rib injury. Like, he couldn't really move all that well. Like, Washington just got shook in this game. Like, this defense came in and they turned their world upside down. And it's crazy, because if you would have told me that Washington's defense actually showed up in this game and they were able to have a great performance against Michigan's rushing attack, outside of what happened in the first quarter, I would have thought that Washington would have not only been able to keep this thing close, but they possibly end up winning this thing. Like, who would have thought that Washington finally shows up defensively? This is their best game of the season. They're able to neutralize the rushing attack of Michigan. And yet their offense was the sole reason why they weren't able to capitalize off opportunities that the defense created. And late in this game, when Michigan couldn't get anything going from Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards, they went to J.J. McCarthy. The dude didn't have the greatest statistical performance, but when they went to him late in the game for those key runs, he delivered. And he isn't one of those quarterbacks that is always going to light up the box score. He's just a tough, gritty, and scrappy quarterback that just finds ways to make key plays for Michigan's offense and pivotal moments of the game. That's what we've seen out of J.J. McCarthy all year long. Yeah, they don't ask this dude to do too much. And when they do ask him to do a lot, he doesn't really look that effective throwing the football. But he made enough plays that Michigan, even though their rushing attack wasn't great in the second half, they still found ways to win thanks to J.J. McCarthy and what he did with his legs. Like, Washington's secondary was all over these wide receivers. This was an outstanding performance out of the Huskies' defense. Like, I can't stress this enough. For Washington's defense to have played the way they did tonight, you definitely felt like they would have had a chance of winning this thing. But Michigan's defense is just on a different level. That defense showed up big the last play in overtime against Alabama when they pretty much blew up Jalen Milroe at the line of scrimmage on that quarterback draw up the middle. Like, I slept on this team all season long. They've made me look like an idiot all year long, and they did it once again. And I went with Washington because I really had a lot of confidence that Kalen DeBoer and his coaching staff were going to have this team ready to play. But the first two drives, they were like huge body blows, huge headshots. And you was thinking at one point, once they scored that second touchdown by Donovan Edwards, that Washington was about to get train rolled or about to get steamrolled. You was thinking that they was about to be out for the 10 count and this was going to be a knockout blow. But this coaching staff was able to settle this team down defensively and they were able to get them to lock in. And at one point, Washington was playing some solid football to end the first half. But Michigan, just from their first two drives of this game, they were just in the driver's seat for the whole entire matchup. And it just seemed like Washington was just trying to find a way just to stay in this game, just to keep it close. And anytime Michigan was about to run away with this thing, they were able to find a way to still give themselves a fighter's chance. But you ever seen that commercial when you got the dude with the dollar bill on the fishing hook and he's like, oh, you got to be quicker than that. Oh, you got to be quicker than that. That's how this game felt to me. It's just like anytime Washington thought they could get themselves back into the game, Michigan's defense was getting a stop. And then Washington's defense would get a stop. But then Michigan would get the bigger plays. They would deliver the big jabs to Washington and the big jabs in the second half. That interception, the first play of the drive, the start the third quarter was huge. Because that resulted in a field goal. And then the second interception, even though Washington was down two touchdowns and the game pretty much was leaning towards being out of reach, that game really put the dagger in the casket for the Huskies winning it all this season. And we knew that when it came to the line of scrimmage battle up front, Washington was a little bit outmatched. Their offensive line won the Joe Moore Award. In the second half, they just completely fell apart. They melted. All right, like Michael Penix was able to make a little something happen when pressure got in his face. But when you got an offense that's predicated on the vertical passing attack and you have to try to sustain your offense by getting a lot of things underneath, that goes against what the strength of your team is. The strength of your team is pushing the football downfield. And Michael Penix wasn't able to get it done tonight. This definitely wasn't one of his better games. You know, he definitely did leave a lot of food on the table. And in a game like this, when you know that you're kind of at a disadvantage from a talent standpoint, not completely, but, you know, from their offensive line, you just need to be able to capitalize off big plays when you're able to get them. And Washington didn't do that. Like, the biggest play of the game to Roma Dunze got called back due to a holding penalty. You can't have that. And you know, this coaching staff defensively did all they could to have this team ready to against Michigan's rushing attack. And even then, like, those two big runs by Donovan Edwards and Blake Corn comes in and you're already playing from behind, like 17-3. Like, the game kind of started to tilt towards Michigan's favor. And I just was really surprised that this Washington Huskies offense wasn't able to at least get the 20 points. I wasn't expecting them to have the same performance that they did against Texas. But I at least thought that this offense could have had two touchdowns and maybe a couple field goals. I never questioned that Washington's defense would be able to get a couple of stops. But for them to just completely neutralize the rushing attack of Michigan after the first quarter was damn right out impressive. Like, they matched Michigan's physicality at one point, but the offense couldn't. Like, it just was a complete mismatch in the second half. Like, the more this game went on, the more worn down Washington got up front. Like, Dylan Johnson, like, how the fuck was this dude even able to play? Like, the dude got injured, like, his first carry of the game on that ankle that's been giving him issues for the last couple of weeks of this season. And then all of a sudden, he comes back into the game a couple of plays later and, you know, this dude is a warrior. He's fighting through it. Like, why? Like, Michael Penix is fighting through injuries. He's fighting through pain. Like, these guys were warriors. And this team has always excelled in situations that have been high-pressured moments. But tonight, bro, like, it was just the Wolverines' night. And defensively, they had a great game plan. They run an NFL-style defense. This defense of Michigan was built to slow down offenses like Washington. And the fact that they weren't able to run the football as effectively as they needed to, was another reason why they lost this game and why their offense wasn't that effective. You know, I was thinking that Washington didn't really need to run the football in this game because that's not their strength. Their strength is throwing the football. But when they weren't able to have success throwing the football, what could have you relied on to help you have a more sustainable offense? The rushing attack. But they didn't have that. They didn't have that. And I was wrong about this game. You know, not only am I going to pay for it on social media, people are going to crucify me in the comment section. I don't really care. I'm just a little bit hurt that I lost money on this game. And it's not like I betted on this game outright. Like, I betted on Washington to win it all before the college football playoff started. You know, like, they had the least best odds of winning this thing. And, you know, with how this game started out, I was a little bit surprised that they came back and made this a close game. Not really surprised, but just a tad bit surprised because the way this thing started, I thought that we was about to get another TCU Georgia funeral. And everybody was not going to want to see that. But this game was pretty entertaining. You know, like, Michigan was in firm control, but you were just watching, hoping that maybe Washington could find the spark. But that Wolverines defense, like, they've been all year long, like, they've been some dogs, man. Like, Washington, they just didn't have the horsepower up front to be able to keep Michael Penix upright in a game like this. And I definitely do feel like Washington, they needed a little bit more out of him when it came to his mobility and him being able to extend plays and pick up yards with his legs. They needed more of that. When you're going up against a team with this aggressive of a defense, you got to be able to be more of a threat. And with him just being a drop back pocket passer in this game and missing open wide receivers, Washington didn't have a counterpunch on offense. And when you don't have a counterpunch on offense, when the team takes away what you do best, of course you're going to find yourselves in situations like this. And you look at this coaching staff, Kalen DeBoer. This dude is one of the best coaches in college football. Washington's heading to the Big Ten next year. Okay, and they definitely are going to see Michigan again. But Michigan's coaching staff, the defense that Jesse Minter has put together is really phenomenal. Like, you are talented from your back end of your secondary to the corners to your front seven. This defense was top to bottom all world this season, all year long, all right? And offensively, you know, like, Michigan doesn't do anything pretty. They don't do anything super creative. You know, it's not always fun to watch them play with how they play offense at times. But, you know, with how good the run game was early, it got them out to a pretty solid lead, and their defense was able to hang around and build off that, and they were able to capitalize off Michael Penix and the Washington Huskies offense inconsistencies. Like, this was a great game to me, despite what the final score says, because it was a game where you wanted to see the underdog in Washington prevail. You wanted to see if they were going to be able to throw another counter to Michigan's heavy left hooks. And they just weren't able to. It's just like, it just was a flurry, especially in the fourth quarter. Like, it just was a damn avalanche. Like, everything just started to fall apart. Just completely. If Washington's offense was a little bit better, this game could have been a lot closer. But Michigan proved me wrong once again. Like, this is like the fifth time I betted against Michigan. And they made me regret it. So, congratulations to Michigan winning the 2024 national championship. Like, I disrespected you guys a lot this year. Honestly, I disrespected Michigan a lot. I talked a lot of shit on Instagram. I talked a lot of shit on this channel. Said they were going to get exposed by Little Game James Franklin. That was a mistake. I thought that Honda McCord and Maserati Marv would have been able to get it done. They couldn't get the job done. I thought that Alabama and old Nicholas Saban could have finished off Michigan, and they still beat them. And then they just clobbered and slaughtered Washington in the fourth quarter. Like, it's like they cut their heads off and they just put their foots on their throats and they just started kicking them around. It was like schoolyard bully ball out there in the fourth quarter, bro. Like, it was just a lot of carnage being left on the field, and the carnage was these Huskies players. Like, bodies were dropping like flies for Washington. Okay, this was a great win, a statement win for Jim Harbaugh. Like, last couple of years, he's came up short. Hell, even before the last 3 years, when they first made it to the college football playoffs in 2021, bro, like, there were people who wanted this dude fired. And it took a while for him to get this program going. Like, he had to come back to the drawing board time after time, changing the offense, and then eventually saying, you know what, F that, we don't need to have a spread offense. Like, we need to go back to old school smash mouth football, what Jim Harbaugh is known for. And Michigan, even though they don't recruit on the level as a Alabama or Georgia and Ohio State, they've been able to win a national championship based on player development and having their own style of football that works for them. Being tough up front, being nasty in the trenches, smash mouth football. We're going to come in here and impose our will on you. Our five guys up front are better than your five guys on the defensive line. And we're just going to prove that we just are going to be able to put your foot in the damn dirt all game long. And that's kind of the mentality that they've had this season. And you know, like, I'm not going to apologize because I never feel sorry about, you know, a prediction or opinion. But, you know, like, I definitely did disrespect Michigan a lot. You know, so hats off to y'all boys for a great game. I talked hella shit to y'all all season long. But, you know, it was all in good fun. You get what I'm saying? Like, none of this shit's personal. Like, I don't hate Michigan. You feel me? Like, I have nothing against the university. You feel me? I'm happy that we finally got the opportunity to see Jim Harbaugh get a championship. Like, I love Jim Harbaugh. He's one of my favorite coaches in the NFL. When he was with the 49ers, I hope that he goes back to the league. But if he stays in college football, like, I love him at Michigan. He's a great fit for that program. This team definitely has embodied his personality. I like how he's a little bit, you know, different. I'll leave it at that. He's different. But there's nothing wrong with different. Because when you're different and you get the players in your locker room to buy into you, you end up having a special program. And this was a special season. Like, Sharon Moore, I don't get how no other program right now isn't breaking down Michigan's door to hire this dude. If it wasn't for him and how good he was with Jim Harbaugh being out, they wouldn't be in this game right now. They wouldn't be in this situation hosting that national championship title. And this kind of symbolizes a changing of the guard in college football. Like, for the first time ever, we got a team that has won a national championship that didn't rank in the top 10 when it came to talent from recruiting. Michigan, how they've built this team up has been by recruiting players that fit their philosophy of their program, developing them, and then eventually you got a team full of veterans, guys who have nothing but love and passion for the program, who give it their all, and I can't do anything but have respect for that. You feel me? Like, these Michigan players, they fought hard all season long. You feel me? Anytime their back was against the wall, they found a way to win games. You know, say what you want to about the whole sign-stealing thing. The fact that they took what could have been a distraction and used that as motivation to keep their season pushing, rallying behind their head coach. Like, I have nothing but admiration to the highest level for Michigan football and what this program has done this season. Like, Michigan has definitely showed everybody in college football that it's not about recruiting rankings. It's not about having a flashy offense. What matters is about having your players buy in to your philosophy. And no team has done that better than what Jim Harbaugh's Wolverine squad this season has. Hats off to Michigan. Congratulations on winning the 2024 national championship. For Washington, I believe you will be back. I don't know if you're going to be back next year, but you definitely are going to be a force in this conference with how good of a coach Kalen DeBoer is. Your coaching staff pretty much should stay intact. Like, nobody probably is going to be able to lure your DC or your OC to any other program. And as long as this coaching staff is in place with their current OC and DC, I believe that this is still going to be a team that should win at least 10 games next season, especially when they got Will Rogers replacing Michael Penix, which he's one of the better quarterbacks that we've seen come through the SEC in recent memory statistically. So I still believe that Washington is going to be here to stay in the Big Ten. But tonight, bro, they just ran into some hungry Wolverines tonight. And those Wolverines were just a little bit too much for them. But this is it for my National Championship Reaction and Recap. Leave your thoughts on the game down in the comment section down below. If you enjoy, leave a like, subscribe to the channel. Remember that every episode of the podcast that's available in audio format is available in podcasting form on all podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts from, the JT Sports Podcast is available.